Hello and welcome to Maggie Meets the Creators, where my guests talk about the creative paths they've chosen and the music that inspires them.
Family lore is that I taught myself to read from record labels. I don't know how true that was.
Music and words are the forte of 80s pop star turned journalist and songwriter Jim Irwin.
My parents, like when I was two, would say, play Peanut Vendor, and I'd flick through this pile of records and put it on, and they'd go, it's never going to be Peanut Vendor. And it would be, you know.
Was a continual fascination for me. I used to have games with my little friends, you know, running from the Nazis.
Television producer and series creator Lavinia Warner, whose credits include the wartime drama series Tenko.
My parents, understandably, they didn't really want to talk about it too much. I half knew about it and I half didn't.
Because of all that moving around, I've been a baby in a bedsit in Croydon. I've been a toddler in a bedsit in Cardiff.
Singer and songwriter David McColman.
I've been the only black boy in my school in Norfolk. I've been the only English boy in my school in Guyana, and etc., etc.
So when this competition came up, I entered it and I sent my scripts in on the very last day and didn't expect to hear anything back. And then about 6 weeks later, I got a phone call saying, is that James? I said, yes. It's the Royal Court here. You've won our... I literally dropped the phone.
So I took my shoes off, and as soon as I started spouting out damn spot, looked down at my big toe, which was poking out of my black tights. It just put me off completely.
That was it.
That was it.
Your career as an actress
the
was
end,
over.
The total end.
Those formative years in the UK were quite important because you had people like Danny LaRue on television, and it was okay for a man to wear a dress.
As you know, Jim, on this show, we ask our guests to choose six records that hold a special memory for them.
This album, Revolver, was a massive thing. I can remember hearing it for the first time, I think, at my Uncle Bert's. And he had this fantastic stereo in a separate anteroom outside his living room, and the speakers were in the walls of his sitting room. So he'd go, like the Wizard of Oz, sort of behind a curtain to change the record, and this music would come out of the walls.
Blaring out at you.
Absolutely fantastic.
I remember when we first began to get the attention of A&R men, I was saying to this guy that there were thousands of black gay men in the UK, and he was astonished, and he thought that I was really brave to say so. That's bizarre.
But it was also very much like real life. If you put a whole load of different nationalities and different types of women together, you know, you're going to create some dramatic stories. You could tackle very serious subjects like euthanasia. Lots of different types of dilemmas and conflicts that we have in our present lives.
Sometimes I'll sit there kind of writing lyric and show it to them before they've even realised writing was happening, you know what I mean? Because they're going, oh, that's given me an idea for a chorus, you know, and a rhythm will come up and I'll say, how about this? You know, we were talking about this earlier, you know, and they go, oh, wow, that's amazing.
You have to like working in teams. You really do. And I've had some great teams.
I absolutely adore the collaborative thing. It's fantastic because I end up writing stuff I could never have written on my own.
Persistence. You have to keep at it and at it. And again, that's where the passion comes in, because if you didn't have that, you just wouldn't be persistent.
And what do you like the most, performing on stage, writing, or working in the studio?
Performing on stage, that's where you can have the interaction with people. Studios drive me to distraction because you're in an enclosed, windowless place.
And then a year after that, you get paid.
I live on stage. I'm yet to find a situation where I live in the studio.
Maggie Meets the Creators is a Limehill production for radio, produced by Matthew Linfoot and presented by Maggie Lee.
It was a toss-up between that and the Elk People.
The Elk People?
Yeah, and I sometimes wonder if we made the right decision.